Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. Hey, Mama, how are you today? Let's take a deep breath together. You know, breathing, taking deep, intentional breaths is one of the most overlooked self-care practices. And it's just so simple that I think that we just pass it by because it can't be that simple. But sometimes self-care is really that simple, especially when you are just starting out. There are so many simple self-care practices that you can incorporate into your daily life that don't feel overwhelming, that are accessible to any and everyone. It doesn't matter your background, your finances, how many kids you have, if you're married, you're single, none of that matters. There are some very simple things that you can do that are so underrated that people brush them off because that's not what it's supposed to look like. Because often what has happened, and I have been guilty of this, the thing that happens is we get this idea of what self-care is supposed to look like, and we want to do all the things, right? So if we're not journaling and meditating and doing our workout 30 minutes a day, at least 3 days a week, and walking and drinking water and eating healthy and going to the doctor and having therapy and doing all the things that everyone tells us that we are supposed to do, then why bother doing any of it? And that is the biggest mistake, because every little bit of self-care that you can practice matters. Every little investment that you can put into yourself helps so that you don't end up in the deficit further down the line. So what are these simple self-care practices? Like, what is it I can do that are easy, cost-free, and accessible to anyone? Well, one, the first thing is to take intentional breaths. Like, breathing is so underrated. And if you notice, when you get stressed in your day, the thing that immediately changes is your breath. Your breaths become shorter and tighter. Your shoulders tend to like scrunch up, and you create stress and tension in your body. And when you can take an intentional breath, one, it brings awareness to your body. So you tend to bring the shoulders down and not bring so much stress and tension into your muscles. And it starts to counteract that fight or flight stress response that we get when we get stressed and angry, that causes us to kind of tense up figuratively, like, or and physically too. Like, actually, your body tenses. Like, even when you're in traffic, if you're driving and traffic sucks or someone cuts you off, you tighten your grip on the steering wheel, your shoulders get all tight, your breath shortens. So when we take deep breaths, we are allowing more oxygen into our body, our muscles relax. And if you do that several times throughout the day, it's so beneficial. And it takes like 3 minutes, maybe. But if it becomes an active practice, it's so little time and so little energy and no money. It just calls for a little awareness. And the impact is 10 times the input. And anybody can do this at any time of the day for just a few minutes. And it will change you in that moment. It will bring you into the present moment and change the physicality of that stressful moment. So just literally, you feel stress coming on, or you need to transition to the next part of your day, 3 to 5 breaths. Just start there. And you can eventually increase it to 10 breaths. This is why you hear yoga being so beneficial. This is why you hear about meditating being so beneficial. A lot of it has to do with breathing. And that provides your body with one of the main things it needs to live, oxygen. So intentional breath, so simple, so accessible. The other thing, silence. Silence. How often do you get silence throughout your day? Not very often. And I for moms, we are so overstimulated. Like, we are constantly in a heightened state of living. We are listening for our kids. We are listening for arguments. We hear mom, 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 mom all day. Sorry if that triggered you. You never get a moment for your body to rest and relax from all of that constant sensory stimulation. It's just nonstop. You get auditory overload, and then it shows up as agitation in your day when really you're overstimulated because of the constant ongoing noise. And it's very rare that we take a moment of silence in our day, right? The TV is on, there's banging around, there's people stomping through your house, you're listening to a podcast, you're listening to the radio station, and so you never actually take the time to be quiet, to sit in silence, to give your brain the time to not be stimulated in so many different ways, and you can slow down. So I know you're probably going, okay, but girl, I got like 3 kids. I work full time. When is that going to happen? I hear you, because same. So sometimes I intentionally make car rides, like after I drop all the kids off in the morning, because I'm majorly overstimulated at that point, trying to get all my kids ready into the car, into their school on time. After I drop them off, quiet. No music, no podcasts. I'm writing in silence. Now, am I completely unstimulated? No, because I'm driving and in traffic. But I think it's helpful just to give my ears that time to not have to process anything outside of the traffic, of course. Find spaces in your home away from everyone. If that means, sometimes I literally have a pillow in my closet, so sometimes I can go sit in my closet and have a quiet moment. I can close my door, lock it, if that's possible. Or it may be sitting in your bathroom, just somewhere where you can have quiet for like 5 minutes. And don't bring your phone in there, and find some other form of noise stimulation. You're in there for quiet. So your closet, maybe it's outside around the corner where no one can see you. Maybe you have to go sit in your car. I know a lot of moms that do that. They just go sit in their car out in the driveway just to have a moment of quiet, because the noise, the constant noise, is so overwhelming. Another thing is, make the quiet time part of your routine. Maybe you get up 5 minutes early and you literally sit in the quiet, like not doing things, but just sit and be in the quiet before everybody gets up. Or if you're not a morning person like me, because I need to sleep as long as possible, which may be the case for a lot of you mamas, because sleep, that's a whole nother self-care practice that is not simple for a lot of us. Maybe at night, it's when you take advantage of the quiet. All of the kids are in bed. Go sit down and be quiet. Not quiet like doing the dishes and doing this. And sit down and be quiet. Put your phone down. Don't turn on Netflix. Just like close your eyes and relish in the silence. And you know what? Your ears might ring, because my ears ring at the end of the night because of the constant input of noise, especially like that 3 to like 8 p.m. time period from picking up kids, running to all the activities, homework time, dinner time. My brain is like, woo, girl. I know. We need to quiet it down. And like for the first 2 minutes, my ears will ring. So finding those times, and it may just be that you drive to work and sit in your car and quiet for like 5 minutes before you go into the house, or you drive to go pick your kid up, and before you walk in to check them out, you just sit in your car in complete silence for 5 minutes. It's just to give your brain a break from the constant input. And I promise you that little investment of time is going to be such a great output in terms of your mental health, your ability to transition from one moment of the day to the next, because you gave yourself a break in between all the chaos. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, so little, and it cost you nothing. You don't have to show up for an appointment anywhere. You don't have to do something for anybody. It's 5 minutes for you. The last one, very simple. Drink your water, girl. Drink water. I know some of us hate water, but keeping yourself hydrated is one of the hugest things that you can do to impact your health. All right, if you're getting headaches throughout the day, or you find yourself constantly hungry, but you can't satiate the hunger, you're probably dehydrated. Dehydration increases stress. It takes your energy away. And if you just simply drink more water, it's going to improve your mood. It's going to take away those headaches you've been getting because you're drinking coffee and soda all day, trying to get the energy to move throughout your day, when really it's having the opposite effect. It boosts your immunity and it helps flush all the toxins out of your body. And it also helps, remember that breath I told you to take to intake oxygen? It helps that oxygen move and circulate throughout your body. So, look, I know water is not the preferred beverage of many, but the mental, physical, emotional impacts that it can have on you if you just incorporate that throughout your day. I keep water by my bedside. I bring my water with me on the ride, and I try to drink my first thing in the morning when I'm dropping the kids off. I try to drink my first full water bottle worth of water by the time I drop all my kids up. Now, I got 4 kids in 4 different schools, so you may not get the time to do that, but that's what I use mine for. I usually am, when my husband's home, I'm only dropping off 2 and he drops off the other 2. But if you're like, oh girl, I hate water, how am I supposed to get more water in? My number one tip, get a water bottle with a straw. That significantly changed the amount of water that I drink throughout the day, because it's immediately available to me. I don't have to untwist anything if I'm driving. I don't have to like fiddle with opening a water bottle and tipping my head back. I just can bend over and sip out the straw, or just lift it and the straw's right there. Make it extremely accessible. Get yourself a water bottle. I personally prefer the insulated, because then the water is the temperature that I like to keep it at all day. And then I definitely suggest you get one with a straw, because then that water is easily accessible throughout the day. And I promise you, you will find yourself drinking more water. Keep your water with you. Keep that water bottle with you. If you get a water bottle, but it stays in your cabinet, that doesn't work. So bring it in the car with you. That's a good time to drink a lot of water. Put it by your bedside. Bring it upstairs or to your bedroom at night. Have the water bottle with you so you actually will drink it. Here's another thing you can do to get more hydration that I know some of y'all are not going to like. You got to eat more fresh fruit and veggies. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, like they say, and that is for a reason. It helps hydrate you. not to mention all the nutrients, but hydration is huge. So, so big. Now, if you really, really hate water and you're not a big person, like physically eating fruit and you need your water to have some flavor, get that fruit and put it in your water. Put some strawberries in there and lemon or mint and cucumber. Squeeze an orange slice in there so it can have a little flavor and it's a natural enhancement of your water. But really, if it comes down to it and you need to pick up like those crystal light flavor enhancers, do it, because that's better than not drinking water. If that helps you drink more water, then do it with no guilt. I don't care who says it's not organic or the sugars are bad for you. It was bad for you is not drinking water. So if that helps you to drink more water, do that too. But these are just simple, simple things. Instead of you trying to do all the things, which means you'll just burn out and do none of the things, just start with very simple things that you can access all day, every day, at no real cost to you. The only cost is making the effort to do it, consciously building it into your day. And every single mama out there can do this. Every person in the world can do this. There's nothing standing in the way of those things. So take deep breaths intentionally, like sit down and count the number of breaths, decide how many you're going to take, and do that and make audible noise when you're breathing in and out. Like, sometimes I even like let the sound out that's being held in my body when I breathe out. It feels really, really good, really, really good. Kind of letting out all that tension, an audible exhale, but like intentionally take the breaths and let them out. Deep breaths, not short, normal breaths, but really deep breaths to fill yourself with oxygen. Take moments of silence. Like when you work a job, they literally, legally have to give you a break. Legally have to give you breaks throughout your day. Do it for yourself. Give yourself a silence break and drink the water. The water. Plus, girl, that's going to give you glowing skin and healthy hair and nails. I mean, you have nothing to lose with drinking water. Nothing at all. And they're all just investing a little love in yourself. So I love you, and I want you to take the time to love on yourself with a little self-care today. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at @mylifeisabeach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.